Welcome back, everybody. Good to have you here on the Mark Steiner Show. It's time, of course. It's Wednesday, end of the show, which means it's time to hear what's happening in the city paper. And today we have Karen Hubert, editor-in-chief of the Baltimore City Paper. Karen.
Hello.
How are you?
Good. How are you?
I'm really well. So we had a good couple hours here, but let's see what's happening in the city paper.
Yeah, so this week we have our cover story is about a woman, Christina Flowers, who runs a program for the city's homeless. And it's a look at a pretty troubled system that we have for taking care of the homeless in the city. Christina Flowers has a $252,000 grant from the city. And was supposed to take about 40 people from homelessness to permanent housing in September. But it's a look at really the fact that her program seems extremely chaotic and mismanaged, and kind of asking the city who's minding the store here, because they're really... is a lot of people falling through the cracks. So that's our cover story. And
That's a tough cover story.
Yeah. And then we also have introduced in the last few weeks a new section called Contact Sheet, which is features the work of a documentary photographer in Baltimore. And this week we have James Singwald, who's been photographing the city for years now, block by block, and it's like a history of the city. And they're amazing photographs. I actually own one of his photographs and have it on the wall in my living room, in that they capture some of the dilapidated and rundown buildings, but cast these structures against exquisitely beautiful skies, and just it's a really they're really sort of provocative photographs, and we're featuring him this week in the issue. And we also have our fake Oscars.
I saw that.
Yeah. So we actually have our own, like, you know, genuine what we think is best picture, best director, et cetera. And then we've got some tongue-in-cheek awards, like best neocon porn goes to 13 Hours. And we've given best lead actor to the Bear in The Revenant for his role. So... we've got some interesting things in here, and then we have another category that I like that's best biopic about an actually kind of rap group that goes to Straight Outta Compton. So we've got a lot of interesting films that we think should have gotten awards, and actors and performers that were overlooked by the real Oscars. So...
I think Oscars overlooked a great deal.
Yeah.
A great deal. So, and you also have a piece in here about the student exhibition at Gallery CA on the uprising, right?
Yeah, and that was that's an interesting story that Rebecca Kirkman and Dania Washington did about a group of high school and middle school students who've been working to tell their version of events related to the uprising and how they see the city. And it was the teachers sort of conceived of the idea by asking the students how they saw the city, and giving them an opportunity of, after months of sort of being talked at and talked about and excluded from a conversation that affects them, this was a way for them to tell their story. So they've painted some amazing murals and also created a series of images drawing from photographs that have ran in the press that they've reinterpreted or commented on. So it's a really interesting art project by a group of students. So that's from Connections Community School.
All right, Connections. Yep. I know that school well.
Yeah.
And you have this other piece, Degenerate City, Charm City Demolition Derby. That looks really interesting.
Yes. That is a very amusing piece that I feel like was a little bit like the Emperor Has No Clothes, because the press was running all kinds of laudatory pieces about Hogan's money
right.
given Baltimore to tear down these
real money.
Vacant structures. And Farley basically says, so we're celebrating the fact that we're knocking down these vacant buildings to create vacant lots. So it doesn't make a lot of sense, and he calls Hogan on that.
So you can get your copy of this week's City Paper anywhere around town or on citypaper.org. Pop it out of the box. Take it home with you. Karen Hooper, Editor-in-Chief of the Baltimore City Paper, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Talk soon.
Bye.
Thank you all for joining us today and being part of the Mark Steiner Show here on WEAA. The Mark Steiner Show is a production of the Center for Emerging Media. Our producers are Stephanie Mavronis and Mark Gunnery. Our engineer is Andre Melton. Our interns are Sienna Greaves, Manifa Wilson, Calvin Perry, and Morgan Barber. Our theme music is by Walt Matthews of Clean Cuts. Send me your thoughts about today's program to talk@steinershow.org. It's a podcast of the Mark Steiner Show. Share it with your friends. Visit us on the web at steinershow.org or listen to us via your favorite podcasting app. And for your source for cool jazz and more, WEAA, 88.9 FM, the voice of the community, I'm Mark Steiner. Take care.